This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing you a brand new guest, and I'll tell you, I've been looking at this company for the last 2 or 3 months, and I said, we got to get him on the show. First of all, I believe their stock is grossly undervalued at 29 cents. We're talking no other than SMG, Indium Resources, LTD. Well, they trade on the OTCQB now, up from the pink sheets. The ticker symbol is SMGI, and with us today to talk about his company is Matthew Fleming. Matthew, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Give my listeners a little bit about statement and what you guys are all about.
So SMG is an oilfield services company. Its name is a little confusing in that it originally was a NASDAQ IPO for indium, a rare metal used in cell phones. That business plan worked, and they liquidated their position and distributed some significant cash to its shareholders and left cash in the bank in order to go into a new platform area. So the acquisition in September 19th of this year, just recently, allowed us to enter the oilfield services business through buying 100% of MG Cleaners, a established, historically profitable oilfield services company located in Texas. What we do for a living, Everett, is we sell soaps, surfactants, and degreasers and related services to the oil field, particularly to drilling rig operators such as Nabors and Patterson and other large players.
You know, the market went through some difficulties in 2015 and 2016. What kind of growth do you see your company experiencing now that we're out of that doldrum, if you will?
So one of the main drivers for us is the drilling rig count in the domestic United States. And if we take a look at that drilling rig count from the May 2016 lows, we see that today that rig count is up more than 120%. So the industry or customer activity that we follow is up significantly, and that's driven our revenues and growth as well, Everett. For the six-month period ending June 17, our most recent earnings that were out until the next Q is published, were about $1.18 million in sales, but that was up 68% from the six-month period a year ago. So our revenues are tracking the industry activity that's on an uptrend.
You know, I was looking at some of your press releases and some of your 8Ks. You know, some of the companies that you do business with are Fortune 500, Fortune 1000 companies, Nabors, Patterson, Helmerich, Payne. All these companies buy your products like Miracle Blue. What other kind of big companies are you dealing with?
So that's a great question. So if they're a major drilling operator in the state of Texas, and keep in mind half the drilling rig count in the domestic U.S. is in Texas. So if they're a major player in Texas, we're doing business with them. And so that's all of the major drillers. In addition to that, we find our products have applications to other oilfield services companies. So big players in that area would be Key Energy Services, symbol KEG, or Basic Energy Services. And then we also have some service work that we do for oil and gas operators. These are larger companies such as Chesapeake and Chevron. Our core business, however, is the drilling rig operators. And the reason they buy our products is, frankly, it's a safety issue. You have to have a clean rig, and when they move these rigs, they usually have some downtime, and buying these soap surfactants and degreasers are a part of a safety program for these folks.
The Miracle Blue degreaser, do you guys have a patent on that?
It's a proprietary blend, so we actually have 12 branded products. Miracle Blue has been around for more than 10 years, and we keep it as a trade secret. And the strategy there, Everett, is that if we publish a patent on it, it's possible that somebody could try to re-engineer. And so we find the trade secret approach is the most efficacious way to protect the firm's intellectual property.
That makes sense. My guest today is Matthew Fleming. He is the CEO of SMG Indium Resources. They trade on the OTCQB, SMGI. You know, speaking of that, recently you put out a press release. You moved from the pink sheets to the OTCQB. Do you want to give us the latest on that?
We sure do. So in connection with selling the company's assets in 15 and thereabouts, the company moved from the NASDAQ to the pink sheets. And when it entered the oilfield services business through the acquisition of MG Cleaners, a new operating platform, the business had consistently maintained public filing criteria, never been late on a filing since its IPO in 2008. And so it was customary for us to uplist the company to get off the pink sheets into an area where these compliance-worthy companies roam, and that's the OTCQB for us. So we're very pleased about that. We think it increases visibility. As you pointed out, the company's market cap relative to its history of sales and earnings is quite modest, and so one of our strategic objectives was to uplist and get visibility going.
Yeah, you know, let's talk about that for a second. I love to get into the metrics. You know, I always tell my team, people lie, but the numbers don't, and your numbers don't lie, and they're pretty impressive. In 2017, you guys did 1.18 million. That was only for the first 6 months, up 68%. I'm sure that by your fiscal year ending December 31st, you'll come across the threshold around 2 million. What's the disconnect for me is that your market cap's only at 2.3 million. It should be about three times there. I'm telling my listeners, I really don't put a lot of price targets out there on companies, but this is my opinion. I think you guys are minimally worth around 81, 82 cents, and you're trading at 29 cents. You can comment on that if you want to.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, I would just point out that using your number of 81 or 82 cents, the market cap at that point would still be under $10 million. For a company that has significant rates of growth and historical earnings. So frankly, the company is really excited about the next earnings report that's coming out. Our quarterly report on Form 10-Q is due on November 14th. However, it will come out a couple of days early, perhaps by early next week, and we'll be able to continue to see growth and trajectory of where the business is going. And a lot of this activity, Everett, is coming out of the Permian Basin of West Texas, which is literally, according to most oil field experts, the most active place in the United States for this type of business.
You know, I want my listeners to understand, you guys are just not a one-trick pony. You guys are in the soaps, into the degreasers, you fix equipment, you service the parts. What kind of anticipation of growth do you guys see for the service side of your business going forward for the next two or three quarters?
Yeah, that's a great question. So in fact, from our current run rates of revenue, a lot of the incremental growth that we foresee going forward is on the service side. So what we see in the marketplace is folks that have spare hands on site, on location in the oil field, if they want to clean their rig, they'll call us, buy our products, and do it themselves. But many times they're in a very hustle mode and they don't have time for that, and they'll hire us, and we make a great margin on that. These are crews of 2 to 4 people per location. An average job is sometimes several days of more than 10-hour days, and we're billing on an hourly clip or a project basis. And so we do very well on that service work, and we see significant growth there. We also see a lot of growth where we'll go out and repair rigs or equipment on site. And most folks like to take that stuff back to a shop where it's difficult to manage, call, communicate. We'll fix stuff on site. People love that. Some of our best customers are the largest players in drilling, such as Nabors and Patterson. And they love to have their stuff fixed on site. So we see great growth on the service side from both drilling rig wash as well as repair and maintenance.
If I was listening to this interview and this is the first time I've heard of your company, why should I go out and buy your stock?
Well, I think the reason is a couple of things. Number one, the management team believes the company is undervalued. It's our particular strategic objective to go out now and tell the story and communicate awareness of the company. The second reason is historical revenues. This is not a startup. This business is more than 10 years old. The management team has significant experience in the oilfield business, and the company has historical earnings even during difficult times of oil field. And of course, now the management team believes that we're in a significant upcycle. And so we see hydrocarbon prices supporting this. We see rig counts domestically supporting this. Frankly, we're in our day-to-day business not seeing any slowdown in the market. So that's the reasons that we would encourage folks to think about SMGI.
And you guys are still headquartered in Houston, Texas, correct?
Correct. We're in the oil field capital.
I want to thank you for coming on the show. In closing, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out there to the listeners?
Well, I just would encourage everybody to read our upcoming filings, because they're some of the first filings to come out under the new platform of Oilfield Services. And I think that they're going to see a continued growth and start to get a fuller understanding of the multiple revenue sources of the business. And, it's a very exciting time for us, and we're thankful to be able to tell the story on your program.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on. We've been highlighting the company SMG Indium Resources. I think they're about to turn the corner. Keep an eye on them in the next weeks and months to come. I think the stock moves from 29 cents up. Matthew, thank you very much for your time. Hopefully you'll come back on the show in 50 or 60 days and give us an update.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or this station.